Clean in Amen variation for heavyweight sub impact in Ableton Live 12. Intermediate drum and bass sound design. Let's go. Today we're taking an Amen that's been chopped, swung, maybe even repitched, and we're going to make it behave in the low end. Because the Amen is legendary, but it's also messy. And if you let that low mid chaos run wild, it will absolutely steal the spotlight from your sub. The goal is simple. Keep the grit and the roll, but give your sub the deepest lane in the mix. By the end, you'll have a clean Amen processing chain, an optional tops and body split for extra control, subtle sidechain so the sub reads clearly, and a parallel grit return that adds attitude without wrecking the low end. Alright, open Ableton Live 12. Set your tempo to something DNB friendly, like 174 BPM. Now drag your Amen variation onto an audio track. Step 0 is warp, because warp can secretly make or break your low end. If you're going for classic jungle bounce and you want transients to stay punchy, use Beats Warp mode. Set Preserve to Transients, and set the envelope somewhere around 40 to 70. Higher envelope tends to sound tighter and cleaner. Lower envelope keeps more natural tail, but can also leave more mess. If you have to stretch a lot and you want a smoother time stretch, you can try Complex Pro, but be careful. Complex Pro is famous for smearing transients. It can sound slick, but it can also blur the drum attack. And indeed, NB, the attack is everything. Pro move, if the break is already basically the right tempo, try turning warp off completely and consolidating. A lot of the time, that's the cleanest version, with fewer artifacts and fewer phantom lows in the tails. Now let's prep the loop. Select a clean 2 or 4 bar section. Consolidate it, so it becomes one tidy audio clip. And then gain stage it. Pull the clip gain down so your peaks land around minus 6 dB on the track meter. That headroom matters, because we're about to do dynamics and saturation, and you don't want to be fighting clipping while you're trying to make decisions. Now we start the main cleanup chain. This is the Amen clean chain, stock devices only. First device, EQ8. Turn on a high pass filter. And don't be shy here. Start around 110 Hz. Use a 24 or 48 dB per octave slope. In modern DNB, you often want the sub living around 45 to 60 Hz, and you want the break to stay out of that territory completely. Remember, your bass track is the sub. The Amen is not the sub. Now sweep that cutoff between about 90 and 130 Hz and listen for the moment where the break stops pushing into the low end, but still feels like an Amen. You're not trying to make it thin. You're trying to make it stop arguing with the bass. Next, do a quick mud check. If the break feels boxy or cloudy, try a gentle bell cut around 200 to 350 Hz, maybe 2 to 5 dB, with a medium Q, like 1.2. Small move, big clarity. If the snare or hats are spitting your ears off, do a tiny cut somewhere around 3 to 6 kHz, 1 to 3 dB, with a narrower Q around 2. This is optional. Don't automatically carve the life out of it. You're just fixing problems. Second device. Gate. This is to tighten tails that smear into the next hit, and importantly, to stop low mid ambience or warp haze from lingering under your sub. Set the threshold so the kick and snare open the gate, but the room and wash close down. Keep the attack fast, around 0.5 to 2 milliseconds. Hold around 15 to 35 milliseconds. Release around 40 to 120 milliseconds. Teacher tip. If you overdo gating, the Amen stops feeling like a break and starts feeling like a bunch of one-shots pasted together. The swing disappears, so aim for cleaner, not dead. If the gate is clicking or missing transients, turn on look ahead. It can make the opening smoother. Third device, drum bus. We're using drum bus for punch and density, but we're not letting it re-inject low-end problems. Set dry somewhere around 5 to 15%. Crunch low, like 0 to 10%. Damp around 10 to 30% to keep highs from getting fizzy. And the important one, turn boom off. Boom is cool, but on an Amen that you're trying to make sub-safe, boom will often add a low resonance that competes with your bass fundamentals. Then bring up transients. Try plus 5 to plus 20. You're looking for that front edge to come forward, especially after you high-passed and gated. Now pause and listen to the Amen solo. It might sound lighter than before. That's fine. The correct goal is that it feels bigger once the sub is in, because the sub is no longer being masked. And that brings us to a key mindset shift. Don't solo clean for too long. Heavyweight sub impact is a relationship. You need to make decisions while the sub is playing for at least half the process. So create a simple sub now. A sign or a triangle is perfect. One bar notes. Keep it steady. Something you'd actually use in a roller. Now loop one bar with the sub and the Amen together. Here's a powerful check. Drop spectrum after your cleanup chain on the Amen, and watch the 80 to 250 HC region while the sub plays. Use Spectrum like a detective, not a judge. If that zone fills up every time the Amen hits, your break is still stealing readability from the sub. Even if you think you high passed enough, and do in a slash B properly, put a utility at the end of your Amen chain, and loudness match when you bypass devices. Because if the cleaned version is quieter, your brain will think it's worse and you'll overprocess until it's brittle. Cool. Next, the optional but powerful technique. Split the Amen into tops and body. Duplicate the Amen track. Name one Amen tops. Name the other Amen body. On Amen tops, put a Q8 and high pass it higher. Think 120 to 160 HC, with a steep slope like 48 dB per octave. This track is basically the identity of the Amen. The snare crack, the hat chatter, the fast roll. If you want a little sparkle, you can do a tiny high shelf boost at 8 to 10 KHE, like 1 or 2 dB, but go easy. Too much and it turns into white noise. On Amen body, we're keeping only controlled thump and wood. Not sub, not mod, just the physical hint of drum. Put a Q8 high pass at 60 to 90 HC, yes, still cutting sub, then low pass at around 300 to 600 HC. So it's a band of body, not a mid-range mess. Then add saturator, soft clip mode, drive about 2 to 6 dB, and match the output so the level feels the same when you toggle it. This is about density, not volume. Add a compressor after that, ratio 2 to 1. Attack 10 to 30 milliseconds so you don't crush the transient. Release 60 to 150 milliseconds. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. Now the most important mix move. Keep the body track much quieter than the tops, like 10 to 20 dB down. It should be felt, not obviously heard. If you can clearly hear the body layer as a separate thing, it's probably too loud. Now group tops and body into an Amen group. This will be your master control and your sidechain point. Even after high passing, the break can still mask the sub through low mids and sustain. So we do subtle sidechain, but not the big pumping thing. On the Amen group, add a compressor. Turn on sidechain. Choose your sub track as the input. Set ratio 2 to 1. Attack 5 to 15 milliseconds. Release 60 to 120 milliseconds. And set the threshold, so you get just 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction when the sub hits. This isn't EDM pumping. This is microspace. It's just enough that the sub's front edge and note reads cleanly through the drums. Now let's talk about kick reinforcement, because after cleaning, the Amen kick can feel a little too polite. Method A, recommended. Layer a clean kick. Create a new MIDI track with a drum rack. Pick a tight kick sample, not a huge boomy one. Tight, controlled. Program the kick to match the Amen kick positions. If you're not sure, zoom in and look at the waveform peaks, or just use your ears and line it up. Then EQ that kick. If you need weight that doesn't clash with your sub, think impact around 90 to 140 HC, not sub fundamentals. You can add a little presence there by choosing the right sample and maybe doing a gentle low shelf around 55 to 70 HC only, if it's not fighting your sub note range. Cut boxiness around 200 to 400 HC if needed. And if kick and sub are stepping on each other, you can sidechain one slightly against the other, depending on your bass design. In many rollers, the sub is sustained, so you might let the kick create the punch above the sub, and keep the sub steady. Method B. Keep the groove by extracting it. Right-click the Amen clip and extract groove. Then apply that groove to your MIDI kick pattern at around 40 to 70%. This keeps the human roll of the break while giving you modern kick consistency. Next, stereo control. Because heavy sub needs a stable center. On the Amen group, add utility. If you want a little width for excitement, keep it tasteful, around 80 to 110%. On the body track specifically, add another utility and keep it mostly mono. Width around 0 to 50%. The body should not be wide. Wide low mids make your center weak, and if the center is weak, your sub feels smaller even if it's loud. Optional. If your break gets too bright on some hits, you can use auto filter as a gentle dynamic high control. Low pass around 10 to 14 kHz, and set a small negative envelope amount so loud hits close the filter slightly. Very subtle, but it can make the top end feel more expensive. Now let's add grit without ruining the low end. This is where people mess it up. They distort the break. It sounds sick solo, and then the sub disappears. Make a return track called Amen Grit. On that return, add saturator. Drive 6 to 12 dB. Soft clip on. Optionally add redux for texture. Downsample around 2 to 6. Bit reduction super light unless you want full-on crunch. Then EQ8, and this is critical. High pass at 200 to 300 HC. That's the rule. This return is not allowed to contribute low end. If it does, it will blur the sub lane. If it gets harsh, do a small dip around 3 to 5 khz. Now send mostly the tops to this return, and just a tiny bit of body if you want. You should hear aggression and size appear, but the sub remains clean. If you want an extra size parallel that's still sub safe, make a second return called Amen Smash. Put glue compressor first, fastish attack like 0.3 to 3 ms, release on auto, and aim for 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction. Then a saturator with soft clip. Then a Q8 high passed even higher, like 250 to 400 HC, and maybe a small presence bump around 2 to 4 KHC. Send a little of tops. This is how you make it feel louder without actually stealing low end. Now, quick advanced control tricks, if you want to go further. If the low mids still feel like a pillow over your sub, try dynamic control instead of more EQ cuts. Put multiband dynamics on the Amen group. Focus on the low band. Set crossover roughly 120 to 250 HC depending on your break. Use gentle downward compression, just a little. Then after multiband, put a compressor that's sidechained from the sub, doing only 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. The result is the masking band ducks only when the sub plays, so the break stays full when it can, and moves when it must.